options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe.
Radio Network, Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verses 1 through 8 in the Word of the King, as found in the English language in the Authorized Version of 1611, the King James Bible declares, "Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. I counsel you to keep the king's commandment and that in regard of the oath of God. Be not hasty to go out of his sight. Stand not in an evil thing, for he doeth whatsoever pleaseth him. Where the word of a king is, there is power, and he may say unto him, what doest thou? Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. Because to every purpose there is time and judgment, therefore the misery of man is great upon him. For he knoweth not that which it shall be, for who can tell him when it shall be? There is no man that hath power over the spirit to contain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. And again, Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4, where the word of the king is, there is power, and who may say unto him, what doest thou? On this edition of the Word of the King, we're going to consider the controversy of the Lord, that with the United States of America. And thankfully, I was able to discover a way that we're going to be able to go forward with what I originally was led of the Spirit to do as of recently for this edition of the Word of the King. And that involves actually having a portion of the Dave and Doug Intel Report. That's Dave Hodges and Doug Thornton. As you know, there are a number of individuals whose sites and blogs I've advised you to visit practically every edition of the Word of the King. And let me just once again make mention of those now, starting with Dave Hodges' site at The Common Sense Show. That's www.thecommonsenseshow.com. The Common Sense, S-E-N-S-E, show.com. And again, that's the website of Dave Hodges. And also there is the blog and the work of Doug Thornton. It's Doug Thornton, T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N. / put it in the search engine, Doug Thornton, T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N, / American Vindicta. American Vindicta. V is in Victor, I-N, D is in Daniel, I, C is in Cat, T is in Tom, A is America. Is in America there. American Vindicta by Doug Thornton. Program and his work there. And you also find his archives if you put it in gsradio.net after that. Doug Thornton, American Vindicta, gsradio.net has a list of his archives. And we're going to go forward with listening to one of those programs here tonight as I discovered a way here to do that here just in the last 10, 15 minutes via what means I have here. And also there is the website of Brother John McTurnan at www.defendproclaimthefaith.org. That's www.defendproclaimthefaith.org. I was just not only listening again here much as I'm currently in Barcelona, Spain. I appreciate your prayers. Lord willing, I'll be next going to Poland before hopefully returning to Israel. I was listening much to Dave and Doug Thornton both, and also checking out some more that John McTurnan had just put up recently. At he had some very good information up there as well. Not only besides what information Dave and Doug were putting up with today being the midterm election day there in the United States of America. And then there's the website of Mike Adams, www.naturalnews.com. It's www.naturalnews.com. And then, of course, there's our website at Holiness Bibles for the Blind, www.holiness, H-O-L-Y is in year, N-E-S-S, Bibles for, F-O-R, the Blind, .org. And, of course, there's the work that the Lord has through me, at Sowers of Seed there. It's also up there, Holiness Bibles for the Blind. And, of course, Kenny, as always, will give you the information that you would need in case you would like to make any financial donations there. But we cover it above all your prayers, first and foremost. And if you have any questions regarding anything that you hear on this edition of the Word of the King, you may email those to my email at the Word of the King. That's the Word of the King, AV1611@hotmail.com. That's the Word of the King. A is in Adam, V is in Victor. 1611@hotmail.com. And on that note, I would also just like to now open us up in a word of prayer. If you would turn your Bibles a while to Hosea chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4, as I open us up now in a word of prayer. And if you've not gone before, if you've never listened to any of Dave's broadcasts at the Common Sense Show, or if you never listened to Doug Thornton at all, and any of his broadcasts, any of his programs, you're going to hear that officially tonight here. It's at one point here, after I get done discoursing here from the Word of God some. And let me open this up now in a word of prayer. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I just want to thank you, dear God, now again for another opportunity here on the Word of the King to bring forth your words by the power of your Holy Spirit, dear God. I pray. Touch me, Lord God, I pray. And Lord, guide and direct every thought and reward to proceed. Pray, dear God, now, dear God, that you would take, dear God, all that is said and all that is done in this edition of the Word of the King, dear God, via your word, along with what will be heard via the Doug and Dave Intel Report, dear God, as it's going to be played, dear God, here, according to your will, Lord God, I pray. And Lord God, just use it, dear God, to all the more, dear God, help souls to realize, dear God, how urgent the hour, dear God, and how, indeed, we ought not boast ourselves of tomorrow, if we know not what a day may bring forth. And indeed, dear God, you say in your word that righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people, dear God. And of course, the United States of America, dear God, is not above that law, Lord God. Of course, when you say that the wicked should be turned to hell and all the nations that forget God, no nation, including the United States of America, is above that either, Lord God. Your word rules and reigns above all, dear God. And dear God, I pray, dear God, for souls, dear God, to not be destroyed, dear God, for a lack of knowledge, dear God, lest in rejecting knowledge, dear God, they be rejected of you, dear God. If they have children, their children be forgotten as well. And then even so, dear God, pray, dear God, for the outpouring of your spirit, dear God, the spirit of repentance, dear God, and the spirit of grace to go forth, dear God, and the spirit of supplication, Lord God, and work for your honor, for your glory. For it's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah of Israel, your Holy One, we pray, give thanks. Amen. And let me just also here read, just briefly here, this little excerpt here from The Rent Veil by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, as he's known, lived from 1834 to 1892, based on Jesus when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and also Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 and 20. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And Spurgeon comments, first, think of what has been done. In actual historical fact, the glorious veil of the temple has been rent in twain from the top to the bottom as a matter of spiritual fact, which is far more important to us. The separating legal ordinance is abolished. This rending of the veil signified also the removal of the separating sin. Sin is, after all, God and man. Next, be it remembered that the separating sinfulness is also taken away through our Lord Jesus. It is not only what we have done, but what we are that keeps us apart from God. I want you to notice that this veil, when it was rent by God, not by man. It was not the act of an irreverent mob. It was not the midnight rage of a set of profane priests. God alone. Nobody stood within the veil, and on the outer side of it stood the priest, only fulfilling their ordinary vocation of offering sacrifice. It must have astounded them when they saw that the holy place laid bare in a moment. How they fled as they saw that massive veil divided without human hand in a second of time. Who rent it? Who but God himself? Been a mistake about it. And the mistake might need to be remedied by replacing the curtain. But if the Lord has done it, it is done rightly. It is done finally. It is done irreversibly. It is God himself who has laid sin on Christ, and then Christ has put away that sin. God himself has opened the gate of heaven to believers and cast up a highway through which the souls of men may travel to himself. God himself has set the ladder between earth and heaven. Come to him now, ye humble ones. Behold, he sets before you an open door. Okay. Now on that note, turn, if you would, to Hosea chapter 4, verse 1. Hosea chapter 4. Starting in verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Is everything coming through nice and clear there, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm hearing you perfectly clear, Tim.
Kenny, can you hear me?
Yeah, Tim, I hear you fine.
Hello, Kenny, you there?
Tim, I hear you. Tim, I hear you.
Kenny, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, Tim. Go ahead.
Okay, now, at what point, I must have hit mute by accident. At what point did you lose me?
You were just you had just got done talking about the other, and you said, well, it sounded like you were getting ready to move on to your next topic or whatever.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. I just accidentally hit mute. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1. So you basically heard everything up to that point then. I was getting ready to put that on. Okay. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1.
That's right. You were just getting ready to talk about Hosea.
Okay. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beast of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Strive, nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity, and there shall be like people, like priest, and I will punish them for their ways and reward their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel of their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them. For the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God. Verse 13 now, again through the end of the chapter, verse 19. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore, your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. For themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore, the people that doth not understand shall fall. Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend. Come not ye unto Gilgal, neither go ye up to Beth-Aven, nor swear the Lord liveth. For Israel spotteth back as a backslided heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let them alone. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. For rulers with shame do love give ye. The wind hath bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. And we're talking here tonight on this edition of the Word of the King about the controversy of the Lord, and that in particular with the United States of America. Now, I've spoken recently, not too long ago, here in the Word of the King, concerning the spiritual sexual parallel as it relates to the United States of America. And of course, we also see here in the context of Hosea chapter 4, as we just read, and as we're looking at it, we see that same spiritual sexual parallel. Surely as there were spiritual whoredoms going on in Hosea's day amongst the children of Israel, so there was also, with the spiritual whoredom, with the spiritual adultery, there was the physical adultery. With the spiritual fornication, there was the physical fornication going on as well. The Word of God declares, you could turn, hold your place there, and go to Romans chapter 1. Again, hold your place there and go to Romans chapter 1. You know, we hear these Democrats in particular talk all the time about being progressives. Well, in Romans chapter 1, we read about a progression, and that progression we have seen in the United States of America, and it is in the wrong direction. And it's one more reason why the Lord has a controversy with the United States of America. His patience is wearing thin, dear listener. His patience is wearing thin, dear listener. And if you don't already believe that, just listen to some of the stuff that you're going to hear, Lord willing, here on this broadcast, and on, in particular on this Dave and Doug Intel report, as I'm going to play it here eventually. But Romans chapter 1, we read, starting in verse 16 down through the end of the chapter, verse 32. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. And even so, dear listener, I exhort you, repent for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Okay, and here we go. Here we start getting into this progression here, this negative progression. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth and unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shewed it unto them. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Hence, there's the negative progression as it pertains to the lie of evolution, and God says, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Okay, the Word of God declares, the heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Well, but all in the name of science, falsely so-called, men professing themselves to be wise, became fools and would make fools of others, and make fools twofold more than themselves. Child of hell, verse 23, and change the glory the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. There's the humanism, the worship of man, humanism. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, Here comes the sodomy, the homosexuality, transgenderism, and everything that goes with it. And the loss of natural affection, the murder of the unborn, and everything else, all the other wickedness, who changed the truth, verse 25, who changed the truth of God to a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And again, all these so-called versions of the Bible, okay, and these so-called better translations are not better translations, dear listener. They're all about changing the truth of God's word into a lie and conforming the very image of God, as it were, to the image of man, whereas sinful man, by nature, does not want to be conformed to the image of God. Verse 26, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And again, death, triune, holiness, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Romans 6, verse 23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then verse 2 in Hosea, chapter 4, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out in blood, toucheth blood. Now, yes, there's been a turn for the better here recently with the striking down of Roe versus Wade, and there's been many much less abortion as a result. It's given over Roe versus Wade to the states and letting the states decide the matter. And there's been many abortion clinics, God knows how many, ultimately that have ultimately closed their doors due to a lack of wicked business on their part. And praise God for that. But ultimately, without mass repentance having taken place within the United States of America, the other 50-60 million babies that were already aborted, they're already murdered, their blood still cries out from the ground, so to speak, along with the blood of those that are still being murdered wherever, whatever states the abortion is permitted. So, again, as long as there's not been mass repentance in the United States of America, I can assure you that God has not forgotten about that, dear listener. He's not forgotten about that. And then when you take all of this other wickedness into account that we see, and including the wickedness that you're going to hear about on this Doug and Dave Intel report, as I'm going to, by the grace of God, be able to pull it up here for you to listen to here in this edition of The War of the King. It's no wonder that God's patience is wearing thin. Now, we know that the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but his long-suffering to us, Lord, not one that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. But sooner or later, even his patience comes to an end, dear listener. His holiness will only take, will only allow for so much. And again, the United States of America right now is on the brink of reaching that in which the Holy One is not going to take anymore. It's not going to take anymore. But this nation, I mean, the United States of America, is going to reap what they have sown. And again, God says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. No nation, including the United States of America, is above that precept. God says in the book of Proverbs that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And again, that applies just as much to the people of the United States of America. And you look at verse 10 of Hosea chapter 4. So they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Tell me, dear listener, have you not heard of food shortages, potential food shortages lately in the United States of America? and in other parts of the world, but especially the United States of America. Why, sure you have. Sure you have. And if the current so-called president, Joe Biden, has his way, and the people pulling his strings behind the scenes have their way, you're going to get food shortages. They're coming sooner or later. They shall eat and not have enough. You read in Proverbs chapter 6, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. And again, the fool shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. It is written concerning the Most High God in Psalm 5, verse 5. And we read another psalm: the wicked shall be turned to hell, and all the nations forget God. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked, and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. And even as we read in verse 16, let him alone. Why? There's even a program, there's even been a program here in the United States of America called the American Idol. It's indicative of just how much the United States of America has been joined unto its own idols there. And it's gotten to the point real soon here where I believe God Almighty himself has said, the United States of America has joined idols, let them alone. And again, the reaping is going to come. So, again, are you joined unto the Lord? 1 Corinthians 6:17 declares, but he that's joined unto the Lord is one spirit. You must be born again. To be joined unto the Lord, you must be born again, born of the Spirit of God. For again, behold, it is written, behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. You and I were not born right the first time. We were shaped in iniquity, conceived in sin. Therefore, we must be born a second time, born spiritually of the Spirit of God, conceived in holiness, shaped in righteousness, conceived in righteousness, shaped in holiness, and that of God. And as you are Spirit of God, shaped in holiness, conceived in righteousness, you're joined unto the Lord. You're one spirit with the Lord. And you, though you are in this world, you're not of this world. And I thank God that though I'm in this world, by his grace, I'm not of this world. Ephesians 2:8 through 10 declares, by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You know, verse 2 there in Hosea chapter 4 talks about by swearing. You know, the Word of God talks about, you know, James. In fact, just turn there real quick, if you would. James, book of James. James chapter 5, verse 12. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. They were doing more than their share of swearing in Hosea's day there in Israel, and of course, they were falling into their share of condemnation as well. And lying, verse 2, and lying, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Again, Revelation 21, verse 8 declares, but the fearful, and the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And killing, thou shalt not kill. Again, God hates the hands of them that shed innocent blood. And stealing, thou shalt not steal. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 7 declares, the robbery of the wicked shall destroy them because they refuse to do judgment. There was much stealing going on there in the midst of the children of Israel there in Hosea's day. And even as such robbery, such stealing was going on, you can rest assured they were refusing to do judgment. And that righteous judgment. And again, meant to touch on the whole aspect of lying, Proverbs 20, verse 17, but deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. And again, even as the robbery of the wicked shall destroy them because they refuse to do judgment. John chapter 10, Lord Jesus Christ himself declared the thief cometh not to steal, to kill, to destroy. The thief, the ultimate thief, the thief of thieves, Satan, the devil, he comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. And Jesus himself declared, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. And he made it clear that he is the door of any man entering. He shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear listener, have you thought to go through the door of the sheepfold, the Lord Jesus Christ, to get to the pasture, to get to the pasture of heaven? Because if you have sought to go any other way, Jesus Christ himself, God manifest in the flesh, the creator of heaven and earth, would declare you to be a thief and a robber. He would declare you as one who refuses to do judgment and such robbery as seeking to get to and obtain the pastures of heaven by any other means than him. The robbery of you, the wicked, and it will destroy you. You must go through him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, God says in the book of Proverbs. So, are you going the way of life? Are you going the way of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ? Or are you going your own way, the way of death? The word of God declares, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. To say God and the word damn simultaneously in a moment of rage, to say the name of the Lord Jesus Christ loosely, it's a curse word joking around with your friends. Those are ways you blaspheme God. You take God's name in vain, and God says you do it just once. You will not be found guiltless. In other words, you'll be found guilty, worthy of death, hell, and a lake of fire. For all sin comes short of the glory of God, for there is not a just man upon the earth to do with good, and sinneth not, God declares. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20. Again, moving on here, verse 2 of Hosea chapter 4, we read, and committing adultery, they were committing much adultery. Again, we talked about how there was the spiritual and sexual parallel there in Hosea's day amongst the children of Israel. And even as they were committing the spiritual adultery, the spiritual whoredoms, they were committing the physical adultery as well. The word of God declares, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Cursed be every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Thanks be to God that Christ Jesus was made a curse. He was made sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteous in him by faith, through grace, by way of God's election of grace, through his election of grace as partakers of his election. Thanks be to God. They break out. Verse 2 goes on. They break out and blood toucheth blood. And blood toucheth blood. There was much shedding of blood going on in Hosea's day. And so, you go down and continue on in verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Now, Lord willing, you're going to hear something here shortly here. On the Dave and Doug Intel report here, they're going to talk about, among other things, you and FEMA camps and FEMA camp rumors and talk of FEMA camps in the United States. Now, some time ago, on the Word of the King, I had mentioned about how I came across a document on the Internet, though I was not able to relocate it when I went to relocate it. Safe to say they took it down. I came across a document, a UN document, a document of the United Nations, in which they actually talked about a Chinese invasion of the United States occurring in May or July of 2025, it was. Either May or July of 2025. I know the year was 2025, and the month was either May or July. And in that document, they actually did talk about these re-education camps, okay? I want you to keep that in mind as you listen to what you're going to hopefully hear here shortly from this Dave and Doug Intel report. Is you're going to hear Dave mention the United Nations. And the United Nations come up more than once within this whole conversation. And I would remind you that the United Nations is spoken of in Scripture, again, prophesied of. You want to see, hear a U.N. Assembly spoken of in Scripture, perfect definition of a U.N. Assembly. It's in Zephaniah chapter 3. Zephaniah chapter 3. Just a couple prophets over there. Turn over. Zephaniah chapter 3. We'll start in verse 1 and go down through verse 11. Woe to her that is filthy and polluted to be oppressing the city. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. Now, God promises in his word, dear listener, that if you draw nigh unto him, he'll be faithful to draw nigh unto you. Verse 3, are roaring lions, her judges are eating wolves. They know not the bones till the morrow. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doeth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not, but the unjust knoweth no shame. Verse 6, Zephaniah chapter 3, I have cut off the nations. Their towers are desolate. I made their streets waste, that none passeth by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, that there is none inhabitant. Fear me, thou wilt receive instruction, so their dwellings should not be cut off. Howsoever, I punished them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Here it is, verse 8. Therefore wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, till the day that I rise up to pray. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. God says, Zephaniah 3:8, for my determination is to gather the nations that I may assemble the kingdoms. And right there is your UN, United Nations Assembly. And why does he gather them? Why does he assemble them? To pour upon them his indignation, even his fierce anger, even as all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of his jealousy. In verse 9, for then will I turn to the people of pure language, that they may call the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. Again, verse 9, for then will I turn to the people of pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. Again, Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, on that note, it's kind of good that I'm going to be able to do this like this, because if anything, if the Spirit leads, I can actually stop and interject from time to time as this goes through and as we listen to this, instead of just listening to the whole thing straight through. But again, what I'm going to do now here is I'm going to go here. I'm going to try to set this up here for us here, so you can now listen here to this, here, this David Doug Intel report again, talking about rumors of FEMA camps, okay? So, hold on, just pause one moment here. Let me get this here. Still doing it. Hold on here. Still getting it here. Doesn't appear to be working, actually. So I'll have to maybe hold off on that. I thought that was going to work, but I guess it's not going to, evidently. But anyhow, so we'll have to see about doing that maybe next week. I don't know why it wouldn't go here. Let me see if I'll try one more time here once. Did Did you hear the beginning of that?
No. Maybe it's like me. It's got to get its coffee.
Yeah, evidently it must be the way it is. Okay. All right, so I guess we're going to have to wait and do that next week. But anyhow, so on that note, yeah, we'll just have to hold off and do that next week. But anyhow, so ultimately, who's at four? I would just encourage you to show back up next week. And Lord willing, next week, we'll play that there at Doug and Dave Intel Report, because ultimately it's going to have to evidently be downloaded. I thought maybe I would just be able to pull it up, and as long as I could hear it on my end, you'd be able to hear it on yours, but evidently you can't. So, Hosea chapter 4, verse 14. God says, I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, or your spouses when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore, the people that doeth not understand shall fall. The people that doeth not understand shall fall. Proverbs 16, verse 22, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. But the instruction of fools is folly. Folly, another word for wickedness. Proverbs 16, verse 16, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom. But a man of understanding walketh uprightly. So, is folly a joy to you, dear listener? Is folly a wicked? Is folly, albeit wickedness, a joy to you? And God says you're destitute of wisdom. But a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Proverbs 15, verse 14, the heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. Those answer the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. So, don't eat sin. Feed on the word of God. Feed on the word of God. The word of God declares, if you turn to Job, chapter 15, while we're looking, considering this matter of they eat up the sin of my people and they set their heart on their iniquity, turn to Job 15. Job chapter 15. Starting in verse 14, down through verse 16. What is man that he should be clean, and he which is born of a woman that he should be righteous? Behold, he putteth no trust in his saints, yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable, verse 16 declares, how much more abominable and filthy is man which drinketh iniquity like water? How much more abominable and filthy is man which drinketh iniquity like water? Job 18, just a couple chapters over, Job 18. Verses 5 through 8. Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him. Counsel shall cast him down. So, there, verse 7, the steps of his strength shall be straightened, and his own counsel shall cast him down. Verse 12 there in Hosea chapter 4, we read about children of Israel and some counsel of theirs in Hosea's day. In verse 12, the word of God declares in Hosea chapter 4, my people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them the spirit of whore, and they have gone whoring from under their God. So even as the children of Israel there in Hosea's day were taking counsel with their stocks, their counsel was casting them down. Even as they had gone whoring from under their God. And so the United States of America, once a nation under God, has gone a whoring from under the living God. And even so, his judgment is nigh, and his judgment, needless to say, will not be pretty. Verse 11 there in Hosea 4 declares, whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. We're told in the book of Proverbs that wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Whoredom, remember, whore, woman hellbent on rehearsing evil. Children of Israel in Hosea's day, by and large, they were as the whore. They were hell-bent on rehearsing evil, as the woman hell-bent on rehearsing evil. In his mercy and his grace, verse 16, one reads, for Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. So God was still more than willing to feed them, yet even as they were willing to no longer feed on sin, or howbeit eat up their own iniquity, eat up their own sin. And even as God in his faithfulness, according to his promise, which he made unto the fathers, starting with Abraham, increased them. How did they honor that faithfulness on God's part? Sad to say, by sinning against him. And therefore, God determined that he would change their glory into shame. And so, shall we sin that grace may abound? Dear listener, God forbid. For declares, they sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains, and burn incense upon the hills under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore, your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. The book of Proverbs declares the sacrifice of the wicked is abomination to the Lord. How much more would he bring it with a wicked mind? Jeremiah 17:9 declares, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And again, Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. On that note, turn to 1 Corinthians. Hold your place there and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Down through the end of the chapter. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. Unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Yes, dear child of God, you and I, we are bought with a price, and that price, the precious blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. As it is written in Acts, in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves, to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Bought with a price, you and I are. Indeed. Are you and I living like it, dear listener? Are you and I living like it? Verse 4 here in Hosea chapter 4, the Word of God says, yet let no man strive nor approve another, for thy people are as they that strive with, but how? Reprove not a scorner, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Evidently here in Hosea's day, there was much despising of the wisdom of the words of God. And any wisdom that proceeded from his prophet and anyone who followed him. Hence, God said, yet let no man strive, nor approve another. For thy people are as they that strive with the priest. And God says in verse 3, therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beast of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. And even so, dear, and so the Lord himself knows that there's a mourning and there's a languishing that is coming to the land of the United States of America. And even so, God talks about the fishes of the sea also should be taken away here in the context. I know one of the things that Doug Thornton was talking about on his one broadcast that I was listening to was how the Russians, with some of their technology and whatnot, how they could very easily basically send a missile into our Atlantic Ocean and the coast, the East Coast, and basically kinds of damage, and of course, in the process, put forth all kinds of radiation as well. They could, in the process, the Russians could, that would indeed wreak havoc on the very fish within the waters of the Atlantic there. And ultimately, the current president, and one of the things they talk about a lot too is how the current President Biden, he's very much Chinese, you could just say, pretty much have them like a dog on a chain, basically. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but it just so happens that I wasn't even aware of this until I actually heard of it, heard about it on Dave Hodges' Common Sense Show site. The diesel, they say, they predict that the diesel was actually due to run out there in the United States of America. So my mom also told me this, actually, as well, that the diesel was set to run out there in the United States of America at the end of this month, as of right now. Before the end of the month, in fact, the diesel supply is due to run out. And as Dave Hodges was pointing out there on his Common Sense Show, how is it that people get their regular gas delivered? Why, it's by way of gas, the trucks that deliver the food and everything to the grocery stores and so forth. What kind of gas do they use? Why, they use diesel. If the diesel runs out, the trucks aren't going to be able to run. Food's not going to be able to be delivered as it otherwise would. Again, Gas will not be able to be delivered as it otherwise would. There's all kinds of problems looking at there in the United States. And that's just touching the tip of the iceberg in terms of that. One of the things that Doug Thornton talks about a lot on his broadcast, and again, I hear about a little bit in the one broadcast. He talks about, I play this particular edition. If you go to gsradio.net, Doug Thornton, American Vindicta, you'll see where his archives come up. And he talks about, among other things, EMP, electromagnetic pulse, and how the whole reality of an EMP attack is very real upon the United States, and very likely as well at some point. When all the lights go out and everything, it's like, what are you going to do? So there's all kinds of preparations that you can and should make. Now, me personally, I know after I listened to some of the stuff that Dave and Doug were talking about, and hopefully you're going to hear about next week's broadcast, as we get that downloaded. Again, could have maybe heard it possibly, but I guess you weren't able to, sad to say, hear the way I was going to do it tonight. So you have to wait till next week. We'll get that downloaded to Kenny, and Kenny will download it once we get the links there to him. But one of the things that I heard Dave and Doug talking about that you'll more want to hear next week was how one of the things that they're likely going to do with these FEMA camps is they're actually going to separate the children from the parents. But it's like Dave himself said, what they're likely going to do with the kids, when they separate the kids from the parents, they're basically going to have what you could define as foster camps. And basically going to have access to the kids for those foster camps. If you're thinking the sodomites, the homosexuals, the transgenders, the perverts, you're right, dear listener. And Doug and Dave go over a number of reasons why you should also get your kids out of the public schools if you got your kids still in the public schools. And I can't say that I disagree with them one bit. I agree with them wholeheartedly in what they're saying with that. And ultimately, dear listener, there's a, like it says there in the Proverbs, like it says in Proverbs, a wise man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but shall pass on and are punished. I know that Doug Thornton, he was also reporting on some Christians who were out at this abortion clinic, rightfully protesting what was going on, the wickedness that was going on inside, and ended up getting arrested in the United States of America. Yeah, constitutional republic, what was once a constitutional republic. They don't, Biden and the Democrats, they don't really see it that way. They don't really wouldn't have it function that way. But yeah, so the mountains and burn incense upon the hills under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore, your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. Verse 14. God says, again, I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore, the people that doth not understand shall fall. Saying when he says he's not going to punish their daughters, even though they commit whoredom, and he's not going to punish the spouses, even though they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores. Basically what he's saying, even as he says, they sacrifice with harlots. Basically what he's saying is, hey, is at least they're not trying to put on any resemblance. It's kind of like basically they're not even playing the lukewarm. They're not hot, but they're not playing the lukewarm either. They're just outright cold. They're not trying to maintain any kind of resemblance of honoring me, basically, is what the Lord's saying. And again, this is kind of like almost like an Old Testament Laodicean declaration kind of, where God's saying, hey, you want to be lukewarm, you want to do your sacrificing upon the tops of mountains, and you want to claim to have some kind of resemblance to honoring me, while you all the while are joined unto idols, as Ephraim is joined unto idols. and you commit your spiritual whoredoms, then ultimately there's a greater and more severe judgment that I have in store for you, is basically what God's saying. Oh, but those ones that are committing whoredom and doing their adultery, but they're doing it with whores, and they're not, even as they sacrifice with harlots, they're not paying any resemblance of obedience to me. They're not trying to play the lukewarm card, so to speak. Granted, they'll fall, but their judgment will not be perhaps as harsh as my judgment will be upon you who try to maintain some kind of resemblance of honoring me and all the while are committing spiritual whoredoms and spiritual adulteries, along with all of your swearing, your lying, your killing, your stealing, and everything else. And God says in verse 18, says their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love. Give ye. Her rulers with shame do love. Give ye. In other words, basically, they themselves were not about giving to others. They were all about others giving to them. They were basically nothing but hirelings. And they weren't really about giving to others. They were all about others giving to them. Even as they were committing whoredom continually. And their drink completely sour. God even says in verse 5, therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. Again, verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee. Thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Verse 7, as they were increased, so they sinned against me, therefore will I change their glory into shame. And so, what glory there has been for the United States of America, that glory, God is getting ready to turn into shame. And even as he does so, he will be more than righteous and more than just in doing it. And ultimately, in the context of what I was sharing earlier about what Dave and Doug were talking about them doing with these foster camps, eventually, and basically taking the children away from the parents. And by the way, in case you're wondering how the whole COVID pandemic plays into all this, basically, they're basically going to try to use the whole thing of health, basically, eventually. At least this is what they were speculating. I tend to agree with them. I think this is exactly what they're going to do. They're going to try to use quarantine eventually to get people into these camps, all in the name of health and all in the name of medical care. And after they fool people into going into these camps and quarantining, howbeit. And basically, thinking about it, UN quarantining, United Nations quarantining, you could call it. But yeah, once they get the people in to these FEMA camps in the name of quarantining, that'll be another pandemic of theirs. And then they'll take the kids away, and they'll basically have their foster camps, you could basically say. And again, in case you're thinking that they're going to have access, that'll be those homosexuals are going to have access to them kids. Yeah, you're pretty right. That's pretty much what's going to end up going down. And then, of course, you can only imagine what happens from there. So, again, it's not a pretty situation. Not a pretty situation, but what is that? What is that? God says, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Even as God forgot the children in the context that he did in the day of Hosea, because the people were destroyed for lack of knowledge, having rejected knowledge, even as they rejected God. So, even as the United States of America has gone that way, so God has and will forget children as a result. It's like this. You either give the children over to the Lord or they get given over to the devil. There's no in-betweens. And I guess I would say on that note, dear parent, who are you going to give your kids over to? God knows I don't have any kids of my own yet. I'm still waiting to even know my bride, but anyhow, yeah. who are you going to give your kids over to as surely as you have them, dear listener? Are you going to give them over to the Lord, or are you going to give them over to the devil? Because ultimately, if you don't give them over to the Lord, they're going to get given over to the devil. There's no in-betweens. So, God says, verse 9, here in Hosea 4, there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. Again, God is no respecter of persons. He's no respecter of persons. Like people, like priests, he says, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them their doings. Verse 10, for they shall eat not of enough. They shall commit whoredom. It shall not increase because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. And again, United States of America, you're hearing about it. You're going to hear about it more. Food shortages. Again, verse 15. Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, and come not ye unto Gilgal, neither go ye up to Beth-Aven, nor swear the Lord liveth. Again, let your yea be yea, your nay nay, for whatsoever more cometh of these is cometh of evil, God says. Swear not either by heaven nor by earth. They were doing more than their share of swearing in Hosea's day. And they were coming under much condemnation in the process. But you look over chapter 6 there in Hosea, verse 1. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. For he hath torn, and he will heal us. Isaiah 3, verse 6 declares, all we that sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Okay. Now, looking here. Okay, if you want to open up for any questions or answers, go ahead. Question and answer time, go ahead.
All right, Tim, just question though. You were talking about the fish issue, okay? Being a fisherman myself, I've noticed already, okay, that it's not as easy these days as it used to be to catch fish. You may not have known that. So we're already noticing some of that. So just a little observation. I mean, unless you find a pond that's, I mean, to where they're practically swimming on top of each other and ducks walk on top of the fish, okay? I mean, you know, where they've actually tried to deliberately grow fish in a pond, like over here at Pymatuming Lake, where they are known for having lots of fish. You see what I'm saying? But in your, like, your lakes or whatever, they're not as populated with fish as they used to be. Just observation.
They're not.
So, I mean, the Russians having to use a missile to knock down the amount of fish, I think God's already doing it on his own without their help.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, Ruth, any other people on the board?
Well, we have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Brother Tim, me, and that's it.
Okay, so did you have any questions or comments on what he's been saying?
No, it's just been interesting to me. I had a little bit of allergy problem today, so I'm not the best of talkers right now. So I'll just tell you this much, it's very good, and it's very interesting, and I'll leave it at that.
All right, Tim, I guess the rest is up to you.
Okay. But again, verse 1 of Hosea 4, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. The Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. And again, when you look at the United States of America right now, I mean, relativism is running rampant. You know, the idea that there is no absolute truth, it's running rampant, the whole idea of relativism.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
Of course. Then there's, of course, and he says, there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. And, of course, they've been doing everything they can possibly to do away with, again, the knowledge of God in the land, of course, again, the promotion of evolution, Darwinism, you know, the idea that this atmosphere and this thing called planet Earth, we, humanity, all happen by chance, which is a bunch of nonsense, a bunch of foolishness. Again, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The fool says that. And dear listener, I trust and I pray you're not talking as a fool and you don't believe like a fool. But nevertheless, you do repent. For I tell you, if you repent, you shall likewise perish. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, going after strange flesh, giving themselves over to fornication. Set forth, for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire, we're told in the book of Jude. So, yeah. So the Lord has a controversy. The United States of America, and dear listener, I've asked, does the Lord have a controversy with you? If you're yet in your sins, yet dead in trespasses and sins, I can assure you that he still has a controversy with you. If he does not, you clothed in the righteousness of his only begotten Son, and howbeit in his righteousness, the righteousness of the Most High himself, I can assure you, he has a controversy with you because he already says, we are all an unclean thing. Apart from him, we are all an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. It's appointed a man wants to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Are you watching? Are you looking? For the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, I can assure you, if you're not born again, if you're not washed in the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not looking, you're not watching. And God has a controversy with you. The Word of God goes on to declare in Hosea, chapter 14, verse, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thy iniquity. And even so, dear listener, I beseech you, be ye reconciled to God. Return unto the Lord, your Creator, even as you've fallen by your iniquity. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. Verse 2 of Hosea chapter 14. Take a few words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips. Take with you words, dear listener. Take the words of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Put your faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ alone on the cross, and bearing your sins and rising from the dead the third day, to reconcile you to God, to save you from the wages of your sin, which is death, hell, and a lake of fire. And say unto him, take away all iniquity. Cry out to him to take away all of your iniquity and to receive you graciously. For the Word of God declares, if we walk in the light as he, the Most High God, is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin, venial, mortal, all sin. There is no purgatory. It's not necessary. The place doesn't exist. The blood of Jesus Christ does all the purging. 2, verses 5 and 6 declare, for there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. One God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. That leaves out some sinner dressed in a religious robe who calls himself Father and would have other people call him Father, dear Roman Catholic. He can't forgive his own sins, let alone forgive your sins. That leaves Mary out of the question. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. In verse 14 of Hosea chapter 13, the word of God declares, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague.
Hey, Tim, you there?
He's on there. Okay, can you hear me?
There you go, Tim. Go ahead.
Again, Hosea 13, verse 14, I will ransom them from the power of the grave.
Sorry, can we just hold this again?
Yeah.
I will redeem them from death, O death. I will be thy place, O grave. I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. So God declares his faithfulness in redeeming from the power of the grave. Lord, there. Kinds of vacuuming and everything, all kinds of noise there a moment ago.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Tell you what, just go ahead and conclude with the program, all right?
All right. Out there you guys would like to give a donation to Tim, you can go to our website, holinessbiblesfortheblind.org. That's H-O-L-Y-N-E-S-S, Bibles, plural, for the blind.org. And you go down to where it says, so the seed ministry, click on that. And then just click on his love offerings link. If you wish to donate to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, you could just click on the love offerings link there on the homepage, and you could donate using your PayPal or credit card. And if you wish to send a check or money order, please send that to P.O. Box 471, Ashtabula, Ohio, 44005. That's Ashtabula, is A-S-H-T-A-B-U-L-A. So send it to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, payable to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, P.O. Box 471, Ashtabula, Ashtabula, Ohio, 44005. And God will richly bless you. And we here at the Success Radio Network and Holiness Bibles for the Blind, thank you very, very much. Also, if you wish to send a donation to Six Eyes Radio Network, there are several options for you as well. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to PayPal, enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, go to Cash App, enter $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift. And we here at the Skies Radio Network thank you very, very much. And God will richly bless you. And finally, if you wish to send a check or money order to the Skies Radio Network, just contact Brother Six at his email address, 6i6@gmail.com. And in your subject line, write donation information requested. And then just send that off to him, explaining in your message that you're wishing to send a check or money order and need the pay to and snail mail information for your check or money order. And he will send you back the appropriate information for your check or money order, and God will richly bless you. And we here at the Success Radio Network thank you very, very much. If you wish to get a copy of this program or any other program, all you got to do is go on your smartphone or tablet, enter Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O. Click enter. When we pop up there, just click subscribe. You use the same procedure if you have an Apple or Android device, but all you need to do first is download the iHeartRadio app, iHeartRadio, go on to iHeartRadio, and then follow the same procedures as for a smartphone or tablet. And then you'll have us on your Android or Apple device. And with that, we want to say God bless and good night. But we'll catch you tomorrow for the Wednesday night Bible study, 7 p.m. Eastern, here at the Success Radio Network. And, Tim, if you want to give a closing prayer, we'll let you do that.
Let me just say real quickly, dear listener, next week, again, we'll get into more of this again here, and I'll hopefully have that Dave and Doug Intel report next week. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, dear God, we do thank you, dear God, again now, Lord God. Pray, Father God, you would take, dear God, all that was said, dear God, on this, Lord God. Lord, use it for your honor, for your glory. And again, dear God, we thank you, dear God, for how you, Lord, we faithful, dear God, to work all things together for good, for your honor, for your glory, to them that are called, be called, and love you, the living God, and be the call according to your purpose. First, in Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen.
Amen.